Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Hi, I'm James Nakise, and welcome to Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower. I'm here with Saab Jahel, clinical psychologist. He's going to answer a few of my questions and give us some practical ideas on what we can do with mental health. So today I want to ask you, it seems like sharing feelings and emotions, you know, it's just sharing everything we've got. That's the best way to handle it. It's a good idea to do that. Is it?
Good question. Kind of depends, which is what you'd expect me to say as a psychologist. it depends. I guess it's what it is that you're sharing. Because, you know, there is this idea that kind of venting, you know, often if you've got bad feelings, like, yeah. I just get rid of this, get it out of my system, actually doesn't seem to work. It actually just seems to, like, you know, you get more of those bad feelings. It just amps you up, right? So that's one thing. It's like actually sharing and being angry doesn't kind of get it off your chest. It actually makes it worse. So that's the first thing. The second one is like, actually, you have to be careful about perhaps who you're sharing feelings with, whether it's the right place, and whether your timing's good. Okay, so it's a bit more nuanced than just sharing feelings. There's a time, place, and person, perhaps, it might be that you want to share those feelings with. So yeah, be careful. If you're sharing feelings when you're really, really upset, often what we don't know is that actually our memories and our emotions are actually linked to each other.
Okay.
So if we keep telling the same story, sharing the same memory when we're feeling upset, then the next time we think about that, we'll start to feel upset because that was the last couple of times we did that, right? So we could solidify the link between memories and feelings when we're talking about them. So yeah, be careful how it is you are when you're sharing your feeling and who it is that you're sharing that with.
When is it a good time to share your feelings? When's a positive way in which you can share?
Yeah, so, you know, lots of people share all kinds of stuff on social media now. So, you know, I would sound a bit of a note of caution. People are getting a bit more wise around that and thinking about, well, is that actually something that everybody needs to know? Or is that something that maybe I'll keep to a trusted few people who know me better and perhaps know a bit more context as to, you know, what it is that I'm sharing and why I'm sharing this? So yeah, think about who it is, what sort of relationship, what's for public consumption, and what you might want to keep in your type five circle of friends or a little bit bigger than that, your family. So yeah, thinking about those sort of like circles of sharing that you might have.
With something personal, when you are sharing something personal, like deeply personal, or like a miscarriage, what happens there?
Yeah. Oh, you know, that's a really interesting one because, you know, there's many different people who are affected by that and in different ways, you know. So for women, you know, it's much more, it's medically common, but it's really underestimated the impact that it has on women's lives. You know, it interrupts, you know, whatever kind of story that they may have around their reproductive life cycle. It's a traumatic, psychologically upsetting thing to go through that people don't really talk about because, you know, there's this thing about you don't really tell people that you're pregnant till you're maybe 12 weeks on. And so if people didn't know you were pregnant and then you're going to perhaps tell people that you actually maybe lost that baby as well, it's hard to be in that grieving space when it's hard for you to, that people didn't share that information with you in the first place. And, you know, there's evidence to indicate that actually, even if women go on to have successful pregnancies afterwards, the impacts of losing a baby still last through that too. You know, so it's not resolved by having another baby. And for men, or partners actually, for same-sex partners of women who have lost babies, because the evidence seems to be quite similar, is that it's hard for them to share. It's hard for them to have that story. I remember going through this myself, you know, telling a couple of people, and the response was, it's okay, you're going to have, you'll have another one. And so it kind of goes back to your sharing thing as well, because that was probably the last thing that I needed to hear right then. Because, you know, I was, you know, of course, supporting my wife, but it kind of dismissed it.
Right.
And so for me, it's quite silencing. So sometimes sharing things can be good because it encourages you. You know, other people say, oh, I've been through that too. And that encourages you to perhaps share some of your experience and to understand that there's a community of people perhaps going through that. But if the timing's wrong or it's just received not as you like it to be received, then actually it can feel quite silencing and you can feel quite lonely as a result of that. So it's tricky, right? Because when more than one person is affected, then they're going to be affected in different ways. And it affects some people more than others, some people going through the same experience. So yeah, it's hard. So pick your time, pick your place, and pick the person you're going to share it with. And if you don't get the right response, don't be discouraged, I would say. Just perhaps try again in a guarded way, but don't find it completely silencing. It's just about trying to find the right place and circumstance to do that.
And you mentioned that it's quite common.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of miscarriage, it's really, really common. But it is just one of those things that we don't talk about too much as a society. So people, women can feel really isolated when it does happen. And you know, when other things happen, like people announce that they are pregnant in their workplace or in their family, because it's perhaps something that they haven't spoken about or disclosed, it could really echo in quite a sad way for them. And like I say, the research is, and people's stories are, is that this can go on for years. Mm. So it's important to acknowledge that this is a real thing that goes on for women. It's a real sense of loss and grief that manifests in their lives and ripples through to their families too.
Thank you, Sav. Thank you for sharing. It's Sav Jahal, clinical psychologist. Thanks for listening to us here at Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower. I'm James Nikise. See you again.
This podcast is made possible by the RNZ New Zealand On Air Innovation Fund.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.